From the WSFI studio in Libertyville, Illinois, this is Bursting Forth in Sound. Performances and conversations with Christian musicians elevating the mind to things eternal.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bursting Forth in Sound. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and on today's episode, I am so excited to have both creators of the Martyrs Project. It is a project that is born out of love for the church and for friends. The Martyrs Project is simply martyrs' prayers put to music, and it features many martyrs throughout the ages. Dwayne Arnold and Michael Bell are the creators. They are here with me tonight. Thank you so much for joining me here on Bursting Forth in Sound.
That's a pleasure. It's a real privilege for us, Bill, to be with you.
We're going to begin tonight's program here with Romero, and afterward come back and talk a little bit about this project and this powerful song derived from the words of Archbishop Oscar Romero.
Death is the grace of God that I do not believe I deserve. But if God accepts the sacrifice of my life, let my blood bring liberty. Let my blood be a seed of freedom. Let my blood be a seed. Let my blood be a seed of freedom. Let my blood be a seed. Let my death, if accepted by God, be for my people's liberty. And a sign that hope will soon be reality. Let my blood be a seed of liberty. Let my blood be a seed. Let my blood be a seed of liberty. Let my blood be a seed. You may say if they accomplish killing me, that I pardon and bless those who succeed. Would indeed they might be convinced not to waste their time. A bishop will die. Let my blood be a seed of freedom. Let my blood be a seed. Let my blood be a seed of freedom. Let my blood be a seed. Let my blood be a seed of freedom. Let my blood be a seed. Let my blood be a seed of freedom. Let my blood be a seed. Let my blood be a seed of freedom. Let my blood be a seed. Let my blood be a seed of freedom. Let my blood be a seed. A bishop will die. but the church, God's people, will survive.
We're back here on Bursting Forth in Sound. You've just listened to Romero on the Martyrs Project album. Again, we're talking with Dwayne Arnold and Michael Bell, the creators of this wonderful album. It's a pleasure to have you guys here again with me. And I just want to ask a little bit about the creation of the project before we get into Romero. Tell me a little bit about how you created this and came up with this idea to put music to the prayers of the martyrs.
Well, I'll turn that over to Michael, first of all. Well, it all started, I can pinpoint a time. We were driving, Dwayne and I, in his car. And Dwayne was asking me how I do with the writing of lyrics, because we had reunited, Dwayne and I, after 35 years and of not really seeing each other, and we reunited, and I was visiting him in Indianapolis here, and talking about doing music together and writing music together, and he asked me how's your lyric writing, and I said, it's just awful. I really can't do lyrics well, but I can write music and chord progressions real fine. And he said, well, you know, I have this book that I translated prayers of martyrs from around the world and throughout the ages, and I translated them into prose, and actually, they're all ready to go to be to have music set to them. And he said, Michael, why don't you, you know, when you go back home after visiting me, see what you can do with these prayers, because I, of course, had his book. And I went back and started recording just on in GarageBand all these different prayers that came the music that came to me, and boy, it started flowing. So I'm sending Dwayne music files, MP3 files of just roughshod kind of ideas for songs, and that's how the Martyrs Prayers album came to be.
And we decided early on, Bill, that one of the key people that both of us admired and just had such regard for was, of course, Archbishop Oscar Romero. He was this great man. It seems like a story of the martyrs that could be told through the ages. This great man who was selected to become Archbishop of San Salvador. He was chosen because he was considered safe. He wasn't going to cause any sort of problems in the political situation in El Salvador during the late 70s. And when he became Archbishop, he was initially rather reticent to step into issues of justice or preferential options for the poor. But then something happened. His great friend, Retiro Grande, who is a Jesuit, was murdered by a death squad on his way to a baptism. And the murder of Retiro Grande, I hate to use the word conversion, but it's the only word that comes to mind quickly and easily.
Mm-hmm.
It was a conversion experience for Romero.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to speak out about the abuses with the population at the hands of the military.
The death squads, by the way, in El Salvador, had a saying that said, be a patriot, kill a priest.
Mm.
And he knew the risk that he was taking when he started getting on the only independent radio channel in El Salvador, which was the church's radio channel. And every week he would read out the names of the people who'd been killed by the death squads, priests who'd been abducted and later found dead. And as a result of this, through the next year and a half, 2 years, he got to the point of where he actually began speaking directly to the military, saying, "The law of God is that thou shalt not kill. Stop the repression." And he knew that when he said it, he was going to be targeted.
So tell me a little bit about how the song begins, or tell our listeners a little bit about how the song begins with something very special that was recorded in the church the day Oscar Romero died.
There was a nun who had a cassette tape recorder in her hand, and she was just recording his homily and him saying the Mass. And she had the tape on, and as Oscar Romero elevated the chalice, a gunman with a .22 rifle shot him through the heart. And the shot that you hear at the beginning of Romero that your listeners have heard is the actual shot that killed the Archbishop.
That is so cool that that is in the track on this CD. It is just
absolutely unbelievable. We had to include it. And I'll tell you something. We debated and prayed about it because
it was
one of those things you thought, is this right to do this?
Do we put a gunshot in the song? Is it too upsetting? And we decided that we would go ahead and do it.
It's the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
And I think that for people who listen to it now, they hear that gunshot, and those who've read the notes, and see, they know that this is it. This is what actually happened.
Wonderful conversation. You're listening to the voices of Duane Arnold and Michael Bell. They are the creators of the Martyrs Project. It is an amazing album that puts the prayers of martyrs to music. And I want to listen to another song before we go to our break here. This one is Beckett. Can you tell me briefly about this song?
Well, we had to include Beckett. If we have Romero as an archbishop shot at the altar, then we have to have Beckett as an Archbishop of Canterbury who's killed by four knights sent by the king because Beckett was defending the rights of the church. And, you know, don't want to get political about any of it, but today we're still facing around the world the rights of the church to maintain its own magisterium, the right of the church to make its own decisions concerning life, death, care of the aged, all the rest. And it's something that we're going to have to stand up for as Christians once again.
Another interesting story that seems pertinent and relevant to our times, put to music. Here is Beckett off the Martyrs' Prayers album.
Command my spirit. and in defense of the truth. I am willing into your hands, oh, I commend my spirit for the
listening here to Bursting Forth in Sound on WSFI 88.5 FM. That was the performance of Beckett off the Martyr's Prayers album. We'll be right back after this to talk more with Duane Arnold and Michael Bell.
As we got towards Christmas, one of the parishioners suggested, why don't we take out an ad on the local radio station? I have to say, I really didn't have an awful lot of optimism about it. But I was well advised. We went and we cut a little message. Once it started playing, I began to hear from the Catholics in the parish about how great this was that we're out there, how great this was that we are showing signs of life, how great this is to encourage us who are here in the parish already.
WSFI remains committed to providing you with local access to quality Catholic programming. We only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to send us your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Your donation of any amount is greatly appreciated.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here on Bursting Forth in Sound. I am so elated to be joined by my guests today, Michael Bell and Duane Arnold. They are the creators of the Martyrs Project. It is a pleasure to have them here with me on the phone tonight. We are talking about their wonderful project, the Martyrs Prayers. Right before the break, you heard a track called Beckett, which is about Thomas Beckett. Maybe you guys can tell me a little bit about that track.
I'll turn it over to Michael. Yeah, Thomas Beckett, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and he was at odds with King Henry II, I believe it was, in England, and the king wanted to tax the churches. He was after more money. And actually, King Henry and Beckett were friends, and they got in a little tiff about, he said, you will not tax the churches. And they went back and forth about it for a long time, had a little fight, and the king at a party one night finally said, who will rid me of this man? And his soldiers that were present assumed that that was a kingly command to take out
Thomas Becket. They went to his the cathedral where he was having Vespers, and they knocked on the door. The monks were in, actually, and Becket said, "Everybody file out. It's okay." The soldiers stormed through the door, went up to the altar, and ran Becket through with swords on the altar, and one of his last prayers that he said was the prayer that you just heard sung.
And it's really great, Bill, because it actually took place on December the 29th in 1170.
Mm-hmm.
And that is celebrated still as his feast day.
How beautiful is that? What an amazing story that you're taking these martyrs and just adding so much feeling and emotion behind these lyrics, and you know the music, and it just is a beautiful album. And it's something that, at least in my opinion, when you listen to it, it's engaging. It's not your ordinary Christian rock that you're going to hear on K-Love, you know.
This is that's right.
This is,
you know, it's funny about that, because CCM magazine, all sorts of Christian rock blog sites, magazines have reviewed us, have said all sorts of great things about us, but no, they will not play us on K-Love. I guess they don't consider us positive and encouraging. I don't know what to say.
Well, this truly is beautiful. I want to ask, are you performing anywhere? Where can people find out about the album?
Well, Michael is performing all over the Midwest at the present time, from Iowa to Ohio. And we're doing a lot of conference work and retreat work at the present time, which is just a great joy to do. But they can find anything about us at the Martyrs Project, just as it sounds, themartyrsproject.com. And they can find our videos, they can find reviews, they can find questions and answers, all that they might want to know, and would really encourage people to do that. We're also iTunes, Amazon, you name it, we're probably there.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That is so great. We want our listeners to check it out, themartyrsproject.com. It is a really beautiful album. And before we close up the show, we're going to talk a little bit about this last song, Ravensbrück. Will you tell me just about this? We're around the Feast of the Holy Innocents. We're around the Feast of a lot of different martyrs, St. Stephen, Thomas Becket, and here. Just tell me the story of Ravensbrück.
Well, when they liberated the Nazi concentration camp of Ravensbrück, they found a child's clothing, and in the pocket of the clothes, there was a prayer written out, and it was a prayer about forgiveness. And when you think about that in the context of a Nazi concentration camp, it's amazing. And it was found in a child's piece of clothing, probably written by a child. And we felt that the message of forgiveness was so important. So that's what we did with the song.
Wonderful.
And part of the lyrics are, "Lord, remember not only those of goodwill, but also remember those who have hurt us and those who have killed. And may their forgiveness be found in our company of love. I remember courage, humility, loyalty, and greatness of heart are part of the lyrics." They're beautiful lyrics, and you can't imagine someone writing this prayer in a concentration camp knowing that they're going to die at the hands of the Nazis. It's a beautiful piece of work.
I think that also it encapsulates the message of the Holy Father. I really do think that it encapsulates that message, because I think Pope Francis
is about forgiveness, reconciliation, justice. And what a great thing to happen in our day and age to have a pope like this.
This has truly been a pleasure here talking to you guys this evening. Again, once again, for our listeners, you're listening to the voices of Dwayne Arnold and Michael Bell. They're the creators of the Martyrs Project. I want to make sure that we give the website one last time. It's themartyrsproject.com. It's themartyrsproject.com. Check their album out, The Martyrs' Prayers, at Amazon, iTunes. It is an amazing album, a great album for this time of year, especially with the feast day of all of these martyrs, St. Stephen, Thomas Becket, and of course, the Holy Innocents. So we now leave you with Ravensbrook, and we thank you very much for listening here on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio to Bursting Forth in Sound. Until next time, from all of us here, thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Bill Snyder.
This has been an episode of Bursting Forth in Sound. For more information about this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org. To listen to the program again, visit wsfi.org and click on the Radio Archive tab.